now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Nerd FT Radio. I'm your host, RSG, aka The Curator, and I'm here with Crypto Crier, aka The Co-Hoster. I told you I'd use it. How are you, man?
You know, just hanging out, just co-hosting a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, you have a co-host gig coming up very soon. You have one of your bi-weekly dual co-hostings happening.
That's right.
And right in the perfect time, because there's a lot of FUD in the streets on the doodle side. A lot of people speculating they would receive some end of the month news. And
shut it down.
There's no news. Really quickly, I kind of want to talk about this just for a second. A lot of these projects, they need to stop putting a timeline on stuff or saying things and just keep working and doing their thing. And, you know, chat in the Discord. If you do a little mixture of both, I truly think less FUD is in the streets. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. No, I definitely agree. Yeah, it really is just not, I just don't understand how they don't get the whole communication aspect is super key to having these investors. Like the whole point of, it's like different than having venture capitalist investors. It's your
absolutely,
it's a grassroots growth. But a lot of people aren't used to investing in things, so they want constant updates. And it's not hard to, you know, you don't have to drop earth-shattering news all the time. It's literally just being engaged with the community, showcasing community art, showcasing community-led projects. You know, I just think that's a mishap on their side.
Community-led podcasts. One in specific called Nerd FT Radio. But yes, I completely agree. Just being, again, in the trenches, in the mud with those projects. But let's go ahead and get straight to it, Crier. We're following the theme of, again, we want to get back to the roots of this bridge that you and I talk about when it comes to gaming, the metaverse, and NFTs, like the whole entire space. Now we can bridge things together. And one of those projects that is doing this on the AR side of things is Jadu. And Jadu's been around for some time now. Truly, what I would love to do here with yourself is do a little bit of a dive into this project, because if I'm not mistaken, on JPEGs and Eggs, we had this conversation of AR VR and Cena Talk Too Much, or T3M as he calls himself. He had a video on Instagram as well as on TikTok stating, is AR VR going to take over the cell phone? So obviously in this AR VR world, you see leaders like Apple, Meta, all these massive companies, as well as those smaller companies like Jadu, and of course things that are happening in Web3 and in the NFT space. We see what's happening here, and it's an opportunity for a complete game change on things. And again, sure. Crier, on the side of this AR VR conversation, having the Tony Stark glasses, you see a future where if it's either contact lenses or glasses, or maybe a little Elon Musk chip in your head, you see that being that next step of after cell phones? Or do you see maybe like a watch and then the next step is,
I think there's a lot more of like growth needed to happen. I mean, I think it's okay. I think it will get there eventually, but I mean, the prototypes and stuff that having you just walk around with glasses on, I think is pretty far away, you know, within like 5-10 years at least.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's go ahead and dive into what's going on with Jadu. Sure. Obviously, they've been in this space for some time now. They've raised millions of dollars.
They were making specific AR type assets for people, so
yeah, been around for a long time. The Dead Fellas one, remember, with a little was in the jetpack on that side. It was actually the hoverboards, if I recall correctly. And the really cool thing about that hoverboard aspect was that they actually, when they made that project with the hoverboards, they actually partnered with, if I'm not mistaken, it was Grimes, Lewis Hamilton, and Snoop Dogg to bring those hoverboards into the metaverse. I think that's absolutely incredible. Again, when we think of movies like Ready Player One, we remember the Back to the Future hoverboard that they just pop into it. That's why your boy bought that on Vivi, and I still have like three of them. So if you ever want to use a hoverboard, and I will rent them out to you for a pretty penny, just let me know.
Very nice.
But again, it's super cool to see that where they're building it on that set. So they're building assets for individuals and also bringing creators like Snoop Dogg, Lewis Hamilton, Grimes to go in and just make these custom ones, number one. Number two, again, on the jetpack side of things, number three, we saw something with Deadfellas where you have it on Snapchat. It's a filter. It's AR. And you see the little Deadfella skateboarding or hoverboarding around. And then after that, they didn't stop. They kept going. The main thing that they want to do here is build an AR platform. And one of the major things that is going out right now is they're building a Marvel-style cinematic universe, but in AR. Which obviously the nerd ears pop up for your boy RSG here, because cinematic universe, AR, NFTs, blockchain. You're speaking my language.
Hitting all the buzzwords for this man.
You're hitting all the buzzwords on my end. It's super cool to see again how I picture it is. Imagine being in those first few moments of Marvel, Stan Lee creating these characters, joining Marvel, the whole nine. And instead of it being, again, it went from comic books to shows, to movies, to these incredible live action shows and movies. Now we're going into the seams of what's next. And what next was for a little while was obviously video games, but now it's video games plus movie style, cinematic style experiences. And that's what AR and VR brings to the consumer. Yourself, myself, anyone listening, and the rest of the world. So Jadu, the major thing that's happened is they probably got the most aggressive action-packed director in the entire world to join them build robots. So let's not say the name. Build robots, a lot of explosions, and robots. Who is it?
That's easy. Michael Bay.
Michael Bay. So Michael Bay has joined the team, and they're going to create these robots, this cinematic universe that they're trying to build in AR. I think it's truly incredible what they could do. Like I said, prior to all this news, they actually raised like around, if I'm not mistaken, like 45 million dollars to accelerate themselves to go into the Web3 AR gaming platform direction. Now, not only did they raise that money on the side, number one, number two, they had their original drop, number three, they had another drop, and number four, with Michael Bay, they're dropping this, what is it,
11,000
across the word. Yeah. So they're going to be building this brand new project with these brand new robots, and Michael Bay is going to be a part of it. And just remember, if you still don't know who Michael Bay is, it's the director of Transformers 1, 2, 3, 4, 28, 38, 68, 900, all of them.
He likes blowing shit up.
So he likes blowing shit up, and I think that's probably economically good as well, and for the environment, because less explosions because of Michael Bay.
Now it's an AR. So now it's virtual.
It's an AR now. Yeah, exactly. So what's your take on this, Cryer? Have you looked into Jadu in like more in detail?
I've seen Jadu stuff for like a long time. They've definitely been around. Both of their collections sold out in like 30 seconds previously. And it was something, again, it was like on that very niche side of just like 3D assets that people were collecting for stuff like, you know, Sandbox or Decentraland, with the intent that they will be able to use them at a certain date and time, right? So they're trying to go like cross-platform with virtual realities. Now they're trying to go into AR. I think it's a super interesting idea as well, just because, you know, this growth is happening. We've, you know, every company, large company, is trending in the direction of some sort of integration between one of the three things that we're talking about of blockchain, VR, or AR. Like, that's every tech company is leading in that general direction of one of those things, because they see the potential of these things. So,
absolutely.
You know, large funding, they have a long runway to do stuff. They've already been very popular in the space. So I definitely think they have a lot of potential. I'm not a huge Michael Bay fan, but I guess I won't hold that to
them. Ooh, you don't like the Transformer movies?
They're okay.
They're all right. Yeah, they're all right on this one. I'm not going to disagree on this one. I'm not the best fan. The only thing, to be honest, it was Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox. I just stole the show on both ends. And Bumblebee. Those are the three. And I'll be, you know what? Optimus Prime. All right, let me retrace everything. That was pretty badass, but it could have been better.
Yeah. But I do like the approach that, you know, getting a large person, he obviously knows his way around cinematography. I mean, I and like CGI graphics for sure. Like all of his movies have seriously intense graphics. Oh yeah. So I definitely think it's a good approach there.
Full there was CGI, baby.
Oh yeah, that's right. And I definitely think that this whole approach with the evolving storyline makes a huge impact as well. Like you have to have something to attach people to these things. Like it's not just you know the. Yeah, that's the whole point of why people like stuff like Marvel or whatever, just because of that type. Yeah, that's huge. It's all story. It's an entirely story-driven, you know, platform. So.
Story arcs, fandom, the whole nine. Exactly. Now, on the side of what's going to happen with this collection, 11,111 Jadu AVAs is what they're going to be called. And this is going to be unleashed, it would say, in August, but obviously... We're in the NFT space, so they postponed it a month. So in September probably is when this is going to happen. So each AVA will not only be 3D full body game ready avatars, but they will also unlock a whole new genre of AR gameplay within the Jadu app. So this is interesting. We obviously see a product. Honestly, from Bored Ape to Doodles to Cool Cast to Dead Fellas, everything like this, you get the JPEG, the profile picture, and that's it. Yeah. They take the approach then to say, in the near future, this is what we're going to be able to give you. Yeah. Now, the approach here, and it's kind of like the approach that yourself and myself always say, we want a full product first and then go big or go home. We've been... In
sure.
This is where like the gaming side of things, it's been a little weird
for
lately,
sure. Like you don't want to, you want to pay for games ahead of time because they half-ass it every time now. Like they never release something of, you know, what you expect, or the cinematic trailers are never as good or as crisp as what you think they're going to be. And
absolutely.
And we've seen that ton in the NFT space too. Like, look at like Pixelmon. Look at all these, you know. You know, look at all these other projects.
Or even I'm going to say right now, even like a Gary Vee, you get the rough draft and then it obviously evolves. Obviously on that end, it's a little different than what we're talking about here in the AR, VR, as well as like video games where we just get a half-assed game, kind of like Cyberpunk, even though I'm pretty sure you loved Cyberpunk as well.
Yeah, I did. It was a mess at the beginning. You couldn't even play it. Like it was a complete mess. A lot of people's computers or
absolutely.
You know, stuff.
So. It was awful on that end, but here we're getting a project that the second you mint, you're ready to go. They have the product, the whole nine yards. We're used to in the gaming world, like 10 years ago, we'd get a game, full game, online, story mode, plus in the future, they promised DLC, 5, 6, 7, an expansion. Exactly. Yeah. Now, what we're getting here is instead games, NFT projects that are giving us the bare minimum. And they want us to build with them and be a part of the process. And part
the free
of the process is spending a shit ton of money, the free advertising, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
So it is a different approach. I will say, on the sense of a free game like Fall Guys, Warzone, Halo Online, what's the other game that people play? Apex, all these games. On the free side, I do like the building strategy. I do like the season strategy because obviously you can play for free. So that's cool. But if you're getting into a product and you're not getting the things that you're needed, like if I spend $60, I'm expecting a $60 game. If I'm spending $70, I'm expecting a $70 game. When I'm spending $5,000 on a JPEG, I'm expecting $5,000 worth of a JPEG, but that's actually a joke right there, but since we're waiting still. But again, I definitely think this is a really cool approach on that side of things. They're going to be building the cinematic universe. You see, they can go multiple routes here, not even in the AR, VR world, but they can go into the show side, the movie side, or maybe a new genre of things where it's AR. A lot of people don't realize, and I talked to this with Carolina, my girlfriend, and it's story mode games on Xbox, PlayStation, PC. It's literally just a show that's playable.
Yeah, 100%.
It's a movie that's playable. And
those are
when
single
you
player ones that are really
exactly
good.
When you, single player games, from The Witcher to Red Dead Redemption, GTA.
I mean, I was playing the Spider-Man game. That storyline is like
Spider-Man,
super good,
phenomenal, you know? Phenomenal. I won't say this is that good, but like the Avengers game that just came out, I just like it because I'm Marvel. But all these other massive games that we get, Halo Online, Halo Story Mode, Halo, or even a Call of Duty. To be honest, all these games, when you think of it, it's a interactive movie or show. Now imagine AR into this. Obviously all the VR and AR that we've recently seen, it's more you can interact with people, number one, or number two, it's mindless games like the Fruit Ninja game that you can like slash things or like things like that. Imagine like going into this cinematic universe, going into a new world and becoming friends with these characters, becoming partners with these characters to defeat the bad guy, the whole nine. I think this could open up like avenues that we've never seen. And this is all being backed through the blockchain. It's all being backed through NFTs. It's all being backed through these communities. And it's all being backed also by all these, again, NFT communities, the Deadfellas, the Doodles, the Cyberkongs, the Meebits. I'm thinking of all these projects that Jadu already partnered up with and are doing things with. Imagine this cinematic universe and you see a Deadfella in there and you see all these things and you can be friends with a Deadfella and all this, and you're emerged in a game, in a show, in a movie, in a world where you only got that in a video game on a TV screen, and now it's like you're really there. So I just went full nerd. I literally just went full nerd. I was going in. I should have a TED talk for Meta AR VR, it looks like.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But again, we did speak about this as well on the Joe Rogan and Mark Zuckerberg side of things with Meta. This is literally what we talked about. We saw a company come in and that's the approach that they're taking. I'm hoping that Jadu has better graphics than what Zuckerberg showcased. Yeah. And it already looks like it does. So thankfully, thank you, Jaru, if you're listening. Yeah, we'll thank you so much. But then
we see things like the
VMAs and Snoop Dogg and Eminem.
Right?
Don't get me wrong.
Song's good.
It was song's good.
The second half of the performance was good when they were
on
stage.
The second half when they were on stage was good. But to be honest, it was pretty hyped and wasn't that good. And you could tell because
everyone's like, you don't want to be force-fed this.
Like, oh, we're good. Exactly. Yeah. So it's nice that they did it, but I feel like they're trying to push it too hard.
Yeah, it's like it's like too overly pushed. Yeah,
it's try hard.
For sure.
And also Eminem and Snoop Dogg are a bit on the older side. So maybe if we had some younger generation, we can do some other stuff. Because obviously the younger generation, unfortunately, isn't really listening to Eminem and Snoop Dogg. They're more on the side of Lil Baby, Drake, Ed Sheeran. I don't even know who the hell is out anymore, to be honest. I just know Drake and J. Cole, but... But you know what I mean. Taylor Swift has a new album. Like, the girlfriend can't stop talking about that. Imagine Taylor Swift with an ape. But again, it is cool to see. It was showcased, but obviously you go on the internet and you see the FUD more than the excitement. So
yeah, no one seemed that excited. It wasn't it just wasn't that impressive looking either. Like, I think they could have done more stuff with it.
Yeah, no, 110%. I feel like the music video was way better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Way better. Yeah, that obviously you get more production in, and later down the road, that's probably like when you think about like movies in the old days, it was like, and you look at it now, it's like awful. Like here, that was like the first ever attempt of what they just tried, and it looks
awful.
But
usually when that happens, when you remember back, you're like, oh wow, that was so innovative and so crazy. Like when the first time you saw like N64 graphics or whatever, you're like, whoa.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. I mean,
so you're like, you're looking, this is the first time you're seeing this, you're like, this is fucking trash. So it's not going to age.
Yeah.
It's not going to age well either.
It's definitely not going to hit as well as it should have, but hey, we have room for growth. We're gonna have more celebrities, more musicians.
Just need more firepower on the old computer systems before we have the proper mechanics and
they need better gaming cards.
Yeah, they just need. Yeah, it's just like that. There has to be a. We're not there yet. That's just the thing. Like, we're building these things to be there, but if we force feed it to people, then they're not, they're definitely not gonna wanna.
They also probably should have forced. They probably should have force fed them this when it was the bull market, not the literal, the opposite. Yeah. That probably would have been better.
Yeah, for sure.
But speaking of other things that have happened in the world of the internet games, that was your last AK on the last show. And I was supposed to be a participant, but turns out I can't play on my mobile device. And I kind of went home for the weekend, South Florida, and I kind of screwed us up. But besides that,
it ended up being just about the individual person anyway. So
it was the individual person. So, hey, we won. Congrats, Cryer, 10th place. Yeah. You almost made 9th where you actually would have won something cool.
Something of value.
But how was the process of internet game? By the way, we did have myself and Talk Too Much or Talk T3M, Cena. We did have a JPEGs and Eggs episode with internet game. Spaces, if you are looking to go into that, Spaces. I think it was 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks ago. So more information on that, 100% reach out to myself. I can send you over that stuff or just go on my Twitter and it's right there. But Cryer, how was the experience of playing this so-called Squid Game-like game, blockchain game? Approach. How was it?
Yeah, so just it was like super simple. The whole idea is you're being in a tournament for like mini games that are going to get you prizes. So the top 13 people, I believe, got prizes. There was like maybe 150 applicants. This was like a beta test. They were trying to run out some kinks. But you know, pretty much top 4 people got like other side metal, you know, other side land. They got a goblin was one of the prizes. There was some pretty good prizes up for grabs. Of course, I got 10th, which was just one internet game token. So I get to participate.
Hey. It's round 2, baby. It's time
to go
again.
It's time to take the home stretch here. You get a Bored Ape.
The prizes are Bored Apes, I'm pretty sure Doodles and other stuff. Plus, it's being hosted by G Money, as well as, if I'm not mistaken, it's a famous not actress, it's a famous comedian. I forget, it's like Lay. I forget her last name, but she's super funny. I've seen multiple of her stand-ups, as well as she's been on Barstool multiple times. So super awesome person. It's going to be pretty funny. And again, G-Money is one of the biggest people in the NFT space. So
yeah, for sure.
It should be very interesting to see. But
again, it was just super simple games. It was kind of like a Mario Party style. You know, where you're just kind of competing, you get top score, you know, where you move to the next round. I really like the idea. And it was just a cumulative top score. You got 3 chances each time to put up the highest score possible, and those cumulative for those 2 games and whoever got their place or win. So you know, again, they'll have like a lot of tiered prizes. I think it was just a fun experience. It wasn't very much, you know, it didn't cost anything or and for the beta, but I think he costs you know, the mint price on that was kind of a little bit high. I think it was like 0.1,
maybe it's a little bit higher, correct? And this, and by the way, the mint pass that you're getting is only going to give you access to season 2. So they had their
unless
own
you buy like the
higher
end token. I think there's like
exactly. There is one that you are able. It's Alay Lamar, by the way, the person that's going to be hosting it with G Money. Super funny follow, by the way, on Twitter. This is, like I said, this is going to be season 2. They have multiple seasons. We spoke to them. They have
we've had 3, 4, and 5 was pretty successful. There was a couple of Bored Apes. It was kind of got good acclaim last time too. So I everything went well. So I think it's a good little game to experience for sure.
And if you're good at games, like Cryer said, like Mario Party games, those
yeah, it's just like little mini games. You don't know what it's gonna be. It's just gonna be something random, and if you get only 3 attempts, so
get in there because right. Like Cryer said, like you might be games. Able, you might be able to get a Bored Ape. You might be able to get maybe even a Doodle. They have multiple things that they're purchasing, and it's a super cool experience. I know the Truth has been a very big advocate for this project. He's one of our NRN team members that's been with us from the beginning. So keep a lookout with him. He might be, you know, maybe we can stream or something while he's playing. I know for a fact he's going to be trying to play on this season 2. And hopefully we have some video of like, I'm kind of like more excited about the hosting factor. Like, how does that work? Like, obviously Cryer for you on this round of gaming was, it was like open for 24 hours, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, 24. Each game had 24 hours to complete.
Exactly. Yeah, so how can you get a host to host a 24-hour game? I'm assuming season two is going to be a little bit different. You're going to have specific blocks.
It'll probably just be the final. Going to be, the final contest. I'm sure there's going to be waves, just how it was in
Nah, no way. You got to do it like a Survivor, where like you have a host, or like the Bachelor, what's that? A Bachelor Paradise or whatever, where they have a host for the day and they do the whole nine yards. I don't watch it. The girlfriend forces me to watch Bachelor in Paradise. I have to say that out loud. Please don't message her asking, because then she'll say the opposite. But back to it. That will be super cool to see these hosts interacting. It's honestly going to be like a live stream, and you see both of them in like their little corner, and then you're going to see the map game. You kind of saw that if you're an advocate RSG Twitch follower, where if you followed me when I was playing the Fall Guys tournament, you saw that it was kind of like that. Getting second place all the time, but it's kind of like that. Obviously, you didn't see my face, but you'll see like, if in an ideal world, I'd be in the corner and in the gameplay would be high up in the screen and you just keep playing it. But again, super interesting to see. Awesome approach. It's truly an accessible way. Obviously, it costs money, but it's an accessible way to maybe get a Bored Ape, maybe get a Doodle, get these higher end prizes that not everyone in the world can get. Because again, it costs a lot of money even to get like a Cool Cat that's at like 2+ Ethereum, which...
Yeah.
$3,000 for a JPEG is still mind-blowing and shocking to 99.5% of the world. So
yeah, for sure.
So again, this is an awesome opportunity. Look into it, and if not, just look into the streaming side of things. See how everyone else does it. There's other fools. I mean, excuse me, other participants that will go in there and try to lose some money and to win a Bored Ape. But yeah, that pretty much wraps it up on the side of maybe. Do we have any DeFi Kingdoms or VV stats or any or things coming up on that end? I haven't heard much on the DeFi Kingdoms other than it pumped a little bit, is what I saw. But
there was some pretty interesting tokenomics changes. So there is currently a DAO vote. So if you have heroes and money and XJOL to vote with, you can check it out. But pretty much they are limiting the amount of JOL there will ever be. There used to be a set amount of 1 billion that was going to be released over the time. But with Serendale pretty much like, you know, getting hacked, all that stuff, when moving to Clayton, they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with the rest of the emissions for the entirety of the ecosystem. So they came up with the idea of only having 125 million JOL ever be in existence. So they're actually burning like a very large amount of all the JOL and locked JOL that everyone has earned, and then they're splitting it into the same power tokens that are already existent. So they're going to make a new one for the whole new Clayton chain. The crystal is the one that's already for the DFK chain. So these two things are going to be split into earning your X jewel that you had earned, or your the lock jewel that you had started accumulating since you started their LPs. So this put a lot of buy pressure on the JOL, which was around like 15, 16 cents, and now it's up to about 27-ish cents or something like that. So in a couple of days. So we'll see with the Clayton news. It seems to kind of liven up the spirits a little bit. It is a large chain. Me and Canuck wrote an article about it, if you want to check that out, if you're interested in that. It's coming out probably tomorrow. So should be some fun stuff there.
Awesome. So, hey, when you're at the bottom, there's only one way and it's up. So here we go, DFK. On the side of VV, nothing, obviously, or how do I say this?
It's there, but there's not the quality you'd like. It's there.
There's things coming at, it's not Marvel-related drops. It is on Saturday. It's called Decon. There's multiple figurines from an artist, I would assume, called Decon. And they're coming out on Saturday. They're typically around like $30 to $60. There's like, if I'm not mistaken, like 5 drops. It's going to be on September 3rd. It's going to be at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. So just be on the lookout for them. Typically, these somewhat go for a good amount of money, but you won't be seeing me do it. I kind of don't like the approach of what Vivi's kind of doing with these silent auctions.
Yeah.
It's for the rich, pretty much. Like, it's a literal auction of like incredible Marvel like graphics of like all the collectible, super cool stuff. Don't get me wrong, Vivi, but it's for the wealthy. It's for the rich because it's one of ones and it's auction style. So the people with a bunch of gems
are a ton of money.
They're gonna cost a boatload of money. So it is what it is on that side of the VV side. But I do have one rumor I'd like to come out with for Cryer on the Marvel side of things. Did you ever watch the show on Netflix called You?
No.
Well, you need to do your homework, number one, or the wife needs to do the homework because she would definitely make you watch that. What's going on is You is a TV show on Netflix. And what's going on there is it's about a stalker that just falls in love with women and tends to just literally just become like the worst stalker ever and kill a lot of people. And one of these days he finds another crazy stuff. Watch the show. But this actor is incredible. Marvel is in talks with that actor to join the MCU as Mr. Fantastic.
Nice.
So we might see him. He looks the par. I will say that a lot of people are somewhat upset because they want, what's the guy from The Office, Joe?
Karnansky. Karnansky.
Yeah, John. Yeah, John Karnansky to be Mr. Fantastic. Obviously, we saw him in Doctor Strange 2, Multiverse of Madness. I personally understand that.
That's the alternate one.
That's the alternate one, exactly. But we do see some alternate versions of other people being the same people, like a Mordo was Mordo in that one, and then Mordo in this one. So they might be taking that approach where they just want someone completely different. Remember, prior to getting Karnansky as Mr. Fantastic, they actually wanted Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig is obviously known for 007, the newest 007. They were actually going to go that route, and then maybe John Karnansky would be the actual Mr. Fantastic, but we all know that we'll never hear the back end of Marvel and what exactly is really happening. So something's, again, I will personally say this. They haven't missed. So I'm not going to, I'm not fading them. Let them do their thing. That is, whoever's the person that's like the person that gets all the actors to like the recruiter for Marvel is just a rock star. Like Robert Downey Jr., Benedict Cumberbatch, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, Vin Diesel as Groot. Like, tell me in the world where I am Groot is three lines and Vin Diesel just crushes it. But again, super crazy. But other than that, that pretty much, like I said, wraps it up. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Nerd FT Radio. We'll be back next week. And by the way, Cryer, let's talk about this right now. It is Labor Day on Monday. Are we doing a podcast on Monday or should we settle it into Thursday?
Let's do Thursday.
We'll do Thursday. So we will be back in a week. We're going to do a little break because obviously it's Labor Day for those in the United States.
No laboring.
No laboring on Sunday. I personally will be at Busch Gardens in Tampa Bay with a bunch of NRN members, not including Cryer. And we're going to have a blast, and I will be riding on all the roller coasters. And it's
it was badass.
Oh, I freaking love Busch Gardens. But like I said, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. We'll be back next week on Thursday for another episode. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Peace.